Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular consultation on patient Sang, V-H-A-N-G, first name Lorraine, L-O-R-A-I-N, the date of birth, April 23, 1994, the date of initial evaluation, September 12, 2022, follow-up evaluation September 15, 2022. The chief complaint, shortness of breath. The HBI, the patient is a 28-year-old female who had been diagnosed with COVID. Correction. She had been diagnosed with COVID-19, period. She had developed fevers, coughs, sore throats, and then 1 week later, noted shortness of breath, period. Shortness of breath was worse than lying down and improved sitting up, period. She was then evaluated at an urgent care center and told that she had pericarditis. She was told to take ibuprofen for 1 week, period. Her dyspnea improved after 1 week. However, over the last 3 months, she has had easy fatigability, dyspnea on exertion, and chest tightness with exertion, period. Over the last 2 weeks, she has especially noted worsening dyspnea on exertion, period. The patient had been evaluated in the office on September 12th, period. At that time, diagnosis included orthopnea, neck number dyspnea, neck number chest pain, neck number right upper quadrant tenderness, period. She had subsequently been referred for evaluation for pulmonary embolism and evaluation of her right upper quadrant tenderness, period. She is now seen in follow-up, period. Past medical history, unremarkable. Past surgical history, unremarkable. The allergies, correction, medication, fish oil 1 daily, magnesium 1 daily, CoQ 1 daily, turmeric 1 daily, vitamin D, 5,000 milligrams, 1 daily, multivitamin 1 daily, probiotic 1 daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, the social history, she denies cigarette smoking, she has had no alcohol in 6 months, she states that she occasionally uses CBD and edibles, period. She is a software engineer, period. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, except for my weight gain, physical examination, blood pressure 95/59, pulse 73, respiratory rate 16, height 64 inches, weight 130.4 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The data review. Echocardiogram performed on September 12, 2022 reveals normal left ventricular systolic and diastolic function. Ejection fraction is 67%, period. pericardium reveals no pericardial effusion. The pericardium, however, appears slightly bright and thickened posteriorly. No evidence of hemodynamic compromise noted, period. She has trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Left ventricular ejection fraction, again, is 67%, period. CT angio performed on September 14, 2022 is unremarkable. There is no evidence of PE, no evidence of acute cardiopulmonary disease, period. The lab work, white blood cell count 6.2, hemoglobin 13.1, platelets 301, sodium 138, potassium 4.2, chloride 100, bicarb 24, aqueous 36. The ANA by IFA is positive. Speckle the ENA plus DNA double strand plus centromere, period, is noted to be actually canceled, period. ANA was noted to have a speckled pattern at 1 to 320, period. ESR is 5, C-reactive protein is less than 1. The impression, this is a 28-year-old female who appears to have had recent pericarditis, period. She has ongoing symptoms of dyspnea, period. She further has ongoing chest pain, period. The plan, I have ordered prednisone, period. She is to follow up with rheumatology for her abnormal ANA, period. Patient otherwise to return to this office in 3 months or PRN.